are Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Ants Endurance proves again that being honest makes you smart. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The legendary UNC women's soccer coach has become iconic for not only winning 21 national championships, but by being incredibly candid. So much so that sometimes it's hard to believe what he is saying. When Dorrance is asked a question, he is so honest with his answer that it becomes one aha moment after another. And it happened again this week when a WRAL reporter wanted to know how Anson feels about Stanford and Cal possibly joining the ACC, now that the old Pac-12 has collapsed. I know our commissioner is in favor of this because obviously these are two phenomenal schools academically, Doran said, but also they have great sports programs. If you look at the Director's Cup, Stanford dominates it, so you're bringing in a truly elite combination of academics and athletics. Stanford is on top of everyone's academic list and also very high, with almost every sports team on campus being in a position to challenge for a national championship. Well, wouldn't that be great prestige for the ACC? A feather in our commissioner's cap, Doran suggested. But for us, with boots on the ground, this is going to be horrible. Doran said adding the Cardinal and Bears would not only ravage a budget that is too low as is, but flights across the country to play these two schools would be incredibly expensive. And now you put them in the ACC, it's going to be easier for them to recruit nationally. Anson continued to raise eyebrows. We've built the best women's soccer conference in the country, he said, and there is no way I want to share the glory of our conference with two schools that would do a very good job of recruiting against us. Dorrance acknowledges that he already battles Stanford, in particular, for the best recruits. So basically, I want to see Cal and Stanford die on the vine. I would look forward to having it so difficult for them to recruit the elite soccer player, and then we would be in position to gain those kids and put the ACC in an even stronger position. He threw it back on Jim Phillips, the new ACC commissioner. I can see why he is interested in this, but for us to basically have to do the work and pay for it, no. Those schools are in trouble. They're going to be harder and harder for them to recruit, and that benefits the rest of us in the ACC. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.